Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into left field. Maines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball towards right. McGowan settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McGowan. Hoffman moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shang scoops up the ball and tags Kraus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Faber moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Collins reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Collins moves to third. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan is hit by the pitch. Blue moves to second. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Collins scores. Blue moves to third. McGowan moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Blue scores. McGowan scores. Schult moves to third. It's 5-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Metzler. Schult tags and scores. Kress tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Grady Adkins now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Kraus and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoffman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Collins bunts towards the mound. Atkins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buck Redfern now playing shortstop. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Schult reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards center. Hoffman catches it and throws to second to double up Schult. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shang hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Collins reaches second base with a double. Shang moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McGowan hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shang tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adkins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schultz. Adkins reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Clancy moves to third. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Redfern for the out. Clancy scores. Hoffman moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, Browns. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hoffman moves to third. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-3 in the game. Kraus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Browns. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.